Item number 16.
From the Director of Information Management Services Division, Department of Administrative Services, requesting authorization to execute a professional services contract amendment with the Joxel Group, LLC, for Phase 3 of the implementation of the electronic medical record system for the Department of Health and Human Services Behavioral Health Division.
Supervisor Mayo.
Madam Chair, they have been working on this for a while. I'll move approval.
Okay. We do have a motion for approval. Is there any questions or comments from committee? Supervisor Sanfilippo.
Just two quick questions. Are we on schedule, and are we within our budget?
Madam Chair, Supervisor, yes and yes.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Supervisor Bowen.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I know I've had concerns from other people around the different technical additions that can be added on when you have like computer programs like this. You have to actually like buy if it's not equipped with the ability to do certain things, you have to buy extra into it. Was that a concern when you were finding the vendor for this contract?
Madam Chair, Supervisors, when we entered into a contract with this vendor, we asked ourselves what may be additional things that we would want as part of the contract. And everything that came up, as an example, for long-term care, there's a requirement for MDS. There was a requirement for additional scanners, perhaps, additional signature pads, and so on and so forth. So we had thought through the process, and we had included that in the contract from a forecasting standpoint. As a practical matter with any implementation, there would be areas that we may have underestimated the need of certain hardware, per se. But that is, I think, pretty normal in such implementations. In terms of software additions, at this juncture, I would say I don't anticipate a need for having different vendors being supplementing the solution, because I think the solution was looked at to providing a capability to all our service programs, crisis, acute, long-term care, and the community service programs.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you, Madam Chair.
All right. We do have a motion for approval. If there's no... I'm sorry, Ms. Lucy, you had something you wanted to add?
Madam Chair, if I could just thank IMSD. This has been anytime you go live on such a large project, it's a challenge and it's a behavior change and it's a change process. And we want to thank IMSD for their ongoing support. There's been staff there 24 hours a day to help our physicians and our nurses. And while it's always a challenge to implement a change, it's been a very, very good partnership, and we're very thankful for the support we've gotten from IMSD for this project. Thank you.
Seeing no further comments or questions, Madam Clerk, you have a comment? Supervisor Mayo?
Oh, thank you, Madam Chair. My comment is, are you putting the employees who actually work on these programs helping you to implement this? I'm learning this now with other committees I'm on. If you don't have the employees learning how to implement and helping you some of the problems that you may not foresee, but they foresee, are you have them involved with this?
Supervisor Mayo, the answer to that is absolutely yes. We have employees involved in development of some of the screen flows and some of how the screens will look, as well as we've done in a very extensive education process for employees as we're going up in their particular area. We've implemented a computer lab, so we have enough places for people to go and learn. In addition, this product has and I really don't know the right technical term for it, but they have a product out on the web so that employees can go out onto the web and practice, if you will, in a non-live place without patients so that they can practice anything that they need to learn and want to try additionally. So, yes, sir, we've had involved a lot of employees along the way. We've included our physicians, our nurses, our therapists, whatnot, to be very involved in the development as well as the education.
Thank you.
Any further comment or questions from committee? Seeing none, we do have a motion for approval. Madam Clerk, on that motion, please call the roll.
Harris.
Aye.
Mayo.
Aye.
Sanfilippo.
Aye.
Bowen.
Aye.
Stamper.
Aye.
Taylor.
Aye.
Madam Chair.
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion is approved.